Om Shanti. 26th July 2018, Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you be filled with infinite treasures and experiencing stable and constant happiness. Claim number one. In order to claim number one, continue to experience stable and constant happiness. Do not get caught up in any type of jhamela, confusion. By going into any jhamela, your swing of happiness, jhula, becomes slack and you would not be able to swing high. Therefore, constantly continue to swing in the swing of constant and stable happiness. All the children receive from Bab Dada, imperishable, infinite and unlimited treasures. So constantly remain stable and filled with attainments of those treasures. The speciality of the confluence age is experience. And so take benefit of the speciality of this age. So in order to claim number one, Baba is telling to experience constant and stable happiness and don't get caught in any sort of confusion, because going into any jhamela, your jhula, your swing of happiness becomes slack and you would not be able to swing high. All the children have received from Bab Dada imperishable, infinite and unlimited treasure. So constantly remain stable and filled with the attainment of those treasures. Spiritual treasures. We have got huge spiritual treasures, spiritual wealth, the spiritual richness which we enjoy is not found elsewhere in the world. So, what to do with spiritual wealth which we have? What should we do with this wealth? Spread it. And spiritual treasures, so we need to do something with this spiritual treasure. Yeah, first of all, gather the spiritual wealth. Second is, try to imbibe it. Third is, take care of it. Fourth is, whatever treasures you have, share it. Increase it by sharing. Fifth is, taking care is security. You share it with others, then help others. Share and help others to imbibe those treasures. Even you can add somewhere, churn those treasures. And help others also to churn. So, we'll see what we should do with these treasures. The first thing to be done with these treasures is to gather these treasures. The treasures are scattered everywhere. In Avyakta Murlis, in books, in the experiences of spiritual people. So gather, collect, garn, hold, amass together. Keep it with you by collecting just as a butterfly, just as a bee collects nectar from different flowers. In the similar manner, a spiritual butterfly or spiritual bee should flit from one flower to another and gather the treasures. These treasures you can get from anyone. The talk of Navanidhi, 9 treasures in the path of bhakti, what are they? In Gyan, they are Gyan, they are Gun, they are Shaktiya, they are time, that is thought, then happiness, then blessings, Duae, then Sreshta Karma, elevated actions, and last, purity. These are the 9 treasures, 9 celebrated treasures of Gyan Marg. So Navanidhi, so whatever treasures you have, first of all collect them. Knowledge you need to collect, happiness, purity, elevated actions, blessings, time. These are the treasures. We cannot afford to lose any one of these treasures. For example, time. Those who have wasted a lot of their time in their lives, they repent. Those who have utilized their time in churning, in making their sthiti, their stage powerful, they remain stable, unshakable, unflinching in the face of all the adverse situation, in the face of all the uncongenial conditions of life. So they can remain unflapping. Those who have not wasted their time of life. How much time of our Brahmin life we are wasting? In the waste, in the negative, in the unnecessary. That's a great question to think about. What are we doing with our time? Those who have utilized their time to the hilt, they don't repent. They look back and they feel happy that our life's time is spent in such a worthy manner. For example, in Laukik also, those students who waste their time in youth, they have to repent when they become little elder. So similarly, we are students. Our time is for studying, for discussion. Our time is to churn. Our time is to imbibe. Our time is to understand this knowledge. Our time is to go into the depth of this knowledge. So first is to imbibe. Second, gather these treasures, whether Gyan, whether virtues, whether powers, whether thought, elevated thoughts. We need to garner elevated thoughts, because one elevated thought is enough to make the stage powerful. So for gathering, what you have to listen, you have also to listen, read and listen. In yesterday's Sakar, Murli Baba said, even if somebody is moribund, about to die, what one should do? Still listen. Even if somebody is about to die, still keep on listening to this Amrit, this knowledge, this nectar. In one of the Murlis, Baba had said, somebody informed Baba, somebody had fracture. Baba said, bring him on stretcher. So none of your lame excuses will help. So gather the knowledge, gather the treasure trove. Then second is churn this knowledge, churn this treasure. Simply gathering is not enough. Churn how to utilize time. Churn, what are elevated actions? Churn, how to receive blessing from others. Yesterday's Vardhan Baba had said, give blessings through your eyes, through your forehead. Give blessings through the soul conscious form. So churn this knowledge, churn this treasure, each and every treasure that we got, every thought, every virtue, every power. We can take any one power every day and start churning about it. For example, the power of truth. Where does it work? How will it work? How should I bring it in my life? So churn. Then imbibe. For imbibition, imbibe, the word imbibe means to drink. Imbibition means drinking. So in Hindi we call dharana. So for imbibe, inculcation, you need two things, silence and solitude. Go in silence and imbibe. Go in solitude and try to imbibe. Try to purify the soul by imbibing this knowledge. Purification will not occur without imbibing. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has remembered Savarkar. He was a freedom fighter. And somebody asked him, why do you create this Hindu Mahasabha while the eternal religion is of the deity eternal religion? And he said, we cannot call ourselves Devata eternal because we are impure. So purity will not come unless and until there is imbibition of treasures. So imbibe, gather, churn, imbibe. Churning is also a way of imbibition, but for imbibing one needs silence. The knowledge should gradually percolate, should gradually go within the nooks and crevices of the grey matter and mind. So for that you need silence and solitude. The greater the silence and greater the solitude, the greater would be imbibition. The greater the noise, the greater the voice, the greater the sound, and greater the crowd, one will be lost. So third is imbibe the knowledge. Then fourth is take care of this knowledge. Why? Who is there to steal it? Maya is sitting there to steal. So the robbers are there in ambush waiting to steal. So take care. How do you take care of the knowledge and the treasures, Arvind bhai? You apply double lock. You apply double lock and then you take care. So there should be spiritual security system. Spiritual security, tight security. We need to give Z security. The highest level of, there are four levels of security. Z security is the highest level of security. So okay, Z plus is the highest level of security. So we need to give to this treasure Z plus level of security. No one should come and steal away our time. No one should come and destroy our purity. No one should come and destroy our elevated karmas. No one should throw a cast or pelt a stone in the limpid, calm lake of our mind and raise thoughts and change vrittis and cause fluctuations and modifications and disturbance and upheavals of vritti. So all the treasures needs to be guarded with Z+ security. Double lock, triple lock, or whatever. So take care of the treasures. Robbers, thieves, many are there. Fourth is to take care. Then start sharing. By sharing, the treasures increase. In the worldly life, if you give to somebody, your treasures decrease. Here, when you give some to somebody, your treasures increase. He also becomes full, and you also, your treasures increase, your fulfillment increase, your treasures multiply. So try to share with others. So how do we share the treasures with others? Spiritual treasures. Because there is spiritual poverty in the world. The world is suffering from a grave disease of spiritual poverty. There is, in one of the Murlis, Baba had come and said, that was a Murli of 80s. They raised the Andolan, agitation of Garibi Hatao, remove the poverty. Here Baba has also started a new Andolan, Garibi Hatao, but which Garibi, which paupery, which poverty, which penury? This is the penury of spirituality. Person has become pauper, a beggar, spiritual beggary. So, remove the spiritual beggary in the world by sharing, by distribution, equal distribution of wealth. This is the philosophy of communism, Karl Marx. If suppose in China, Lao Tse is one of the philosophers. So he was very intelligent, and the emperor of the China thought he should be given some respectable position in the court. So he called that Lao Tse, and he made him judge in the court, one court. So one case came in front of Lao Tse, where one thief was caught stealing something from a landlord. So Lao Tse thought about it, and he sentenced that thief to 3 months imprisonment and that landlord to 6 months imprisonment. So people were shocked. How come a thief who has stolen is given sentence, but the person from whom he had stolen, he was also given imprisonment? So this news reached the king, and king said, why you did this? He said, king is at fault, this thief is at fault because he stole. But the landlord is also at fault. The rich man is also, because he collected that much wealth. And that's why the thief stole. So both are at fault. And king was shocked, because he said, he thought, one day, because I am also sort of thief, so one day he will also put me into behind the bars. So he just asked him to go away from that post. He was removed from that post. So, sharing of spiritual knowledge. How do we share? Speech. By mind. By actions. By actions, you give virtues, gun, gunadan. By mind, you give powers, shaktidan, shaktipat. Mind. Speech, you give knowledge. By imparting knowledge, the organ of speech is purified when we speak knowledge. Vani becomes shuddh when we give knowledge. Eyes become pure when we give spiritual drishti, chakshu sadhana. This is known as chakshu sadhana. Eyes sadhana. These eyes should get purified, and the speech should get purified, and the mind should get purified by giving knowledge. So impart knowledge through the speech, by mind powers, and by your actions, by your behavior, by your demeanor, by your etiquettes. Give virtues. So share this knowledge. Then what to do with spiritual khazana, treasure? Help others to imbibe. Even if you give, they may not imbibe because they are powerless. Help others to imbibe. Help others to retain. Help others to remember. And last thing, which you can put somewhere here rather, fifth, before sharing. This is fifth, this is sixth, and this is seventh. Sixth is translate this knowledge, use this knowledge. Use the knowledge. Use the treasures. Put it into practice.
Send everybody accounts.
Hmm?
Send everybody accounts.
That is in sharing. Okay. Just before sharing, you can put this use. Khazana, the treasure. The treasure trove. Whatever treasures we have. Those treasures we should use in practice. Otherwise, they are just locked up. And they are just kept at one place. And we are not using it. Then what is the point? We are talking about knowledge, but we are not showing it anywhere in the actions. We are talking about purity, but that purity is not reflected, that purity is not echoed, reverberated in our daily lives. So that echo, that reflection, that reverberation, that result, that ramification of the purity should be there. So these are the seven things which we need to do with the treasures. Gather the treasure, jama. Second, churn the treasure, chintan. Third, dharan, imbibe the treasures. Fourth, take care, because robbers, thieves, dacoits, they are there galore. Then use it immediately. The moment you get knowledge, point of knowledge, try to use it where I should use throughout the day. Find out places, find out ways, find out means of using, of putting that knowledge into practice. Our knowledge, theory should translate into practice. Theory should not remain just a theory. But theory too should become practical. This gap, theory and practical, there is a gap. Bridge this gap. Build a pull, build a bridge. Or reduce this gap so that the theory becomes practical. Because a river is there below, a lot of crocodile and other things are here, dangerous animals in the river. So you need to build a bridge, or you bring this together. So use this knowledge, then start sharing this knowledge with others. And last, help others to imbibe. Sharing alone is not enough. Empower them with this knowledge. So today's blessing, Baba is saying, may you be filled with infinite treasures. These treasures have got three qualities. They are infinite, behad treasures, and by experiencing stable and constant happiness, ekras khushi. Claim number one. If you want to claim number one, in order to claim number one, continue to experience stable and constant happiness. Do not get caught up in any of the jhamela. What is jhamela? They have not translated in English, because I don't think there is any word in English for jhamela. It is written confusion in bracket, but confusion is very small. It's uljan. Jhamela is something big. So don't get caught up in any jhamela. So the thing to churn is, am I there in any one of the jhamelas? Yeah? By cobweb is jal, cobweb is trap, cobweb is complicated mesh. Mm-hmm. By going into any jhamela, your jhula, your swing of happiness becomes dhila, slack, and you would not be able to swing high. Therefore, constantly continue to swing in the swing of constant and stable happiness. All the children receive from Bab Dada, imperishable. So there are three qualities of this treasure. They are imperishable, avinashi. None can destroy this treasure. None can destroy this treasure. Whatever knowledge one has got, knowledge is imperishable, avinashi, eternal. No one can come and ever destroy. So knowledge is imperishable, treasure is imperishable, one, infinite, anant, unlimited, behat. These are three things. So constantly remain stable and filled with the attainment of those treasures. The speciality of the confluence age is experience. One more thing you can add, somewhere here. After use, experience this treasure. After imbibe, okay, put it here, wherever you want. But make it 8 now. Experience of the treasure, anubhav. Experience this treasure of purity. Now the speciality of the confluence age is experience, and so to take benefit of the speciality of this age. So churn on this today. Okay? First, gather the treasure, churn the treasure, imbibe the treasure, experience the treasure, take care of this treasure, put Z plus security, use the treasure, share the treasure, help others to imbibe, to empower, to gain, to become powerful with this spiritual treasure. Om Shanti.